Here we go. Y'all ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Well, that was that.
Okay, I'll just take care
Thank
of everything.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I got you, boo.
What up, heaps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am your host, Gabrielle, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad.
So a little bit about the podcast. We have been married for almost 12 years. We have 2 kids, and we vlog our everyday life over on Gabe Babe TV on YouTube. So we created this podcast to give us a space to talk about everything else and have mm-hmm. some good adult conversation about all the things that we don't cover over there.
That's right. So, and we like coffee.
And we do. We do like coffee. We both have our coffee this morning.
That's right.
And you know what we're going to do, because we forgot to do this last week, is cue the music. Oh. Babe wasn't ready.
Well, I don't.
So here's the thing. We're trying this new podcast setup.
We are.
Where we're using our phones, trying to get like social media content as well. So both of our phones are occupied.
I might have it on my
Hopefully he has it on his iPad. We're going to have to do something different, because I feel naked without being able to even hold my phone.
But you're not naked, because I would know that, sweetie.
I feel like it, okay? Something about not having your phone in your hand just makes me feel like I'm missing something.
We gonna see. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Let's cue the music.
Y'all ready? Here we go.
No idea what's going on with this iPad. It's pissing me off. It literally just kept, it keeps disconnecting.
Yeah, so we normally have the iPad set up connected to the camera. For some reason, it keeps disconnecting today. So I don't know what Canon doing. Canon, y'all got some updates? Listen, what's going on?
Maybe we do need to do some updates. We are struggling.
Struggling.
So let's see. What's been going on?
Man, so we just finished up a little staycation.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was an impromptu staycation because we were
supposed to be cruising.
Supposed to be on a cruise, and that kind of didn't happen. It didn't. So it was funny. I was on Instagram and I was saying that the cruise got canceled. So a lot of people were like, "Why did the cruise get canceled?" The cruise itself did not get canceled. Us going on the cruise, that plan got canceled.
Exactly. So
that's what happened.
Yeah.
There.
So we think that'll happen probably later this year. But yeah, it just didn't work out for this timing. Mm-hmm. So we had already lined up our nanny to come and hang out with the kids. So we didn't want to, rip that opportunity, away from her. So we was like, okay, we'll do a couple days staycation. Which was nice for us. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was nice. We always enjoy having little staycations.
We do.
Like, that's kind of our thing.
That's
so,
right,
That was fun. So mm-hmm. we're going to get into I'm sorry, did you have any more updates?
No.
Okay, because I was just going to move right along. If I seem awkward and you're watching me, it's because my back is
killing her.
Oh, it is giving me so much grief. I'd say probably like 2 weeks ago. It's only been like a week now, right? I think maybe a week and a half.
Man, it's almost,
it feels like it's been longer than that, but I don't know what I did. I don't know if I thought I slept wrong. My back started hurting, and then it just like progressively got worse, and then I made the dumb decision to try and work out with it still, and I think that made it worse. So went to the nurse practitioner. She didn't really give me information. I mean, honestly, like, I got a gripe about doctors and things. Like, all they literally want to do is prescribe you. She wanted me to take steroids, and I was like, no, I'm not taking those steroids. So then she prescribed me 800 milligram ibuprofen and then muscle relaxers, and basically just told me to take those. And I'm like, so we're not going to get to the root cause of this? Like, yeah, I'm just supposed to be medicated for the rest of... until it goes away. Like, that is my gripe. It's so annoying. I was already annoyed because I had to see the nurse practitioner, because why do I have a primary care physician, but I can never get in to see
never
her? Like, what is the point? Are you that busy that I can never get in to see you?
Yeah, I think that that's the problem. Like, you know, it's like, we know that doctors are doing, you know, amazing things out there. They're you know, helping people. But it just seems like sometimes certain doctors are taking too many clients, mm-hmm. too many patients, because if I can't see you, but every 4 months,
that's an issue,
right? And if every time issue. I come in to see my doctor, I have to see a nurse practitioner who I know is very smart mm-hmm. and very capable, but
what's the point?
There's levels, right? So there's a nurse practitioner and then there's the doctor, mm-hmm. right? So if I want to see my doctor, that's who I'm paying to see.
Why do I have a primary care physician if... I mean, I might as well just go to the minute clinic or the emergency room. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm guaranteed to be seen there. Yeah,
and you're not getting your primary care from your doctor because it's only right. every 4 months. Same way I think with the VA for me.
I just don't get it.
It's like every 6 months I get to see my actual doctor.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's ridiculous. Okay. So I say all that to say, if I look funny or if I'm readjusting funny, it's because my back is really killing me. I was going to take an ibuprofen this morning, but I haven't eaten yet. So... anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're going to get into our first segment, which is questions of the day. I have officially named this segment questions of the day.
Okay.
Unless you have a better suggestion.
No, I think that's great. Do you want me to get the first sponsor first?
I mean, that's up to you.
You're so cute. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, first sponsor real quick.
Shout out to our sponsors because yes. they... support the podcast, and we really appreciate when you guys support the sponsors that come along because they do offer really good deals.
Absolutely.
And we try to tell you guys about things that we know would be beneficial to somebody out there listening. So,
absolutely.
Shout out to the sponsors.
Absolutely. Well said, my love. All right. So basically, skincare, right? Skincare is something that like... we all have dealt with, we all deal with, keeping our, you know, keeping acne away. Thankfully, neither Gabriel or I get a lot of acne, mm-hmm. but we still get acne sometimes. It still gets us. So this brand, Apostrophe, is really here to help us fix that mm-hmm. Or help with that issue. So basically... you know, everybody thinks they know what's the right thing for your skin. So you're always going to get people saying, well, you should try this. Well, we all know each skin is different and not everything's going to work for me, you know, the same way it would for Gabriel right. and vice versa. So basically, Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. So through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. So all you do is simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your initial customized treatment plan. And then, you know, when I did that, then you go in there and you actually says, here's your treatment plan, and then you can go in there, you can approve it, and then buy your actual treatment.
That's cool.
So it's pretty cool. So you get to see what the doctor recommended or the dermatologist recommended, and then, you know, okay, I do want to do that. Or you can ask questions more. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne and even back, chest, and some buttony. I don't know if you're supposed to send some pictures of your cheeks, but I guess if you got buttony, then you got to do what you got to do, right? So basically, for me, my goal, you know, with working with Apostrophe is really just trying to get my oily skin under control. It's like really oily, but then mm-hmm. it's dry at the same time. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, it's like... super dry at times and super oily at times, or one part will be oily, one part will be dry. So I'm really excited to try the treatment that I got, and I've used it once actually, so I just need to continue to use it. My problem is I never use things continually, so I've got to continue to use it. But I did get it and I did try it and I had no issues with using it. Didn't make, you know, like my skin felt great, so I just need to continue to use it. And we want you to check it out, y'all. So we have a special deal for all of you. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/LMO when you use our code LMO. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners, so make sure you check it out. Again, so to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/LMO and click Get Started. Then use our code LMO at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. So we appreciate Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode, and check them out.
Check them out, y'all. All right, let's get to these questions of the day. We are using the couples edition of the Adventure Challenge connection card. So I'm sure, unless you're living under a rock, if you've been on Instagram, you've probably seen the Adventure Challenge, because I feel like their ads pop up all the time on my feed.
60% of the time, they show up every time.
So these are 50 unique questions and prompts to inspire out of the box conversations and enhance your connection with your partner.
Okay.
So you want to go first? Go for it.
All right. You are signing up for a masterclass tomorrow. What is it?
Is that what it is, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I'm signing up for a masterclass tomorrow.
What is it?
What does that have to do with our relationship?
I mean, you are...
You know what my masterclass is? How to master the art of words of affirmation. Because I still don't have it down.
She don't.
I have known that this is babe's love language probably our whole marriage. Well, at least until we discovered the five love languages. And I really just suck at it. Like, honestly, can I be real? Like, I am not the best at giving words of affirmation. And we always joke about this.
We do.
Because he's like, when I say it, like, if I say something.
She'll be like, your bum.
That's my thing.
Just like, an acute thing, she's like, your bum. And I'm like, I know you love me, girl.
It's like I do the opposite.
She does the opposite. Like, I know that she loves me because she says, I'm like, girl, I love you too, baby.
That is definitely the masterclass I'm signing up for, because for whatever, I think I have such a hard time with it. And I feel like in a lot of relationships, people have a hard time showing the love that their partner receives, because we're so used to how we receive love. Yes, you know, exactly. Like, you have to make a conscious effort.
No, you do.
To think about, okay, this makes me feel good, great, but what makes my spouse feel good? And even though I know that, there's still a disconnect there.
we're almost
12 years in this thing, and I still haven't figured it out.
Hey, okay? Look, but you know what? I'll co-sign with me too. It's hers is acts of service. Mm-hmm. So I could be sitting there, you know, at first I was like, okay, well, I'll do things around the house.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a lot of better of, like, you know, picking up, make sure the dishes are in the dishwasher, you know, kind of cleaned up a bit. But it's even deeper than that. And I've realized that now I have to think of, like, okay, if I change light bulbs, or if I fix this door, or if I, you know, I always make sure the trash is taken out, so that's not an issue. But, like, I have to think of, like, other things I can do for her that will, or, like, you know, like last night, I think you felt love when you were going upstairs, and I said, hey, don't come back down the stairs if you don't feel like you.
Yeah, because I took my muscle relaxer.
Yeah, if you don't feel like you can't come down, make sure you tell me.
Yeah.
And she came down and, like, smiled at me.
I know,
like
that was really sweet. But also, like, the thing with acts of service is, I think it's very easy for him to get caught up in thinking that what he does around the house is acts of service. It's great. But that's like stuff you're supposed to be doing anyway.
So, it doesn't
necessarily make me feel loved because you wash the dishes. Dim your dishes too. Wash them. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a tougher one.
I think for me and the type of personality that I have, when you can take things off of my plate, that is very, very helpful for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you, because I, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm thinking of and my mind is like constantly going, and I got to make sure this and I got to do this. So if there's something that you can do to alleviate that, and don't get me wrong, like, the housework is still great, but sometimes, like you said, it does go deeper than just, so, oh, I took the trash out,
and so we had a
car, man, exactly. You, I ain't touching that trash.
And that's never been an issue. I mean, I've always taken the trash out. I've never ever expected her to take trash out. No, but I think that we had to talk about that, was like, okay, what can I do? And she said, take stuff on my plate. So I was like, okay, well, I need to know what's on your plate. Mm-hmm. So start writing it down.
Yeah.
And so once she started writing it down,
yeah,
I was like, I can't take stuff off your plate if I don't know what you're thinking. And there's things that you're just going to think about as this mom with motherly instincts, and just this, I think moms have a special ability
that
sometimes us dads just don't fully
They don't
click on, right? And I think that's okay. I think that's where the partnership is, right? There's things that I do really well that she doesn't. So it's a partnership. Mm-hmm. So, but now that we've talked about that, I'm like, okay, cool. Well, let me know what you've got and I will try to take things off of your plate.
Yeah.
And so look, in a relationship, you should always be trying to make it better.
Right. No. And I would love to know, like, I think I do know, like, my thing is I'm very verbal when I'm not pleased. Mm-hmm. But I'm not as verbal when I am pleased, if that makes sense. Oh, like, yeah. You know, because I always, I know my issues. I'm working on them, okay? I'm working on them. So he will always say, like, if I start going in on something that I feel like it could be better, he's like, yep, words of affirmation. It's just not. Because he, like, internalizes it. It's like, well, I'm doing all of this, this, and this, and you're not really highlighting the good things that I'm doing. But as soon as it's that one thing that bothers you, like, I'm just very vocal about that. So I'm working on it. Okay. Yeah, so that's the long answer. I need a masterclass in words of affirmation.
And I'll join in the one for acts of service.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be in the cohort next to you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So anybody out there teaching that?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Make sure at the same time, though, so we can go together. We want to get lunch together. Okay.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay.
Cards are thick.
I know. Thick. What makes an apology sincere to you?
Apology sincere is, I think, just acknowledging why you're apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we've talked about this all the time. You know, me for you and you for me, and even the kids. Actually apologizing because you want to, like, and acknowledging why you're, don't just be like, I'm sorry.
Right.
Be like, you know, hey, I apologize. I should have handled that differently.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely didn't handle that right. And I apologize. Like, acknowledging why you're apologizing.
Yeah.
And also not doing it for the instant forgiveness, doing it for, because you feel you need to apologize. Right.
Right?
So Gabrielle is really good at saying, you don't always have to say, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can say, thank you for apologizing.
That's the rule in the house.
Yeah.
With the kids, like, you don't say it's okay, because if it was okay, then nobody would be apologizing.
Exactly. So you can say, thank you for apologizing. Mm-hmm. I forgive you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I appreciate you apologizing. But, like, I think it's important to know that you apologizing doesn't instantly make it
okay.
Yeah. Right. So, we are good at that in this house. Mm-hmm. We're really good at making sure we apologize sincerely.
Yeah.
And that we talk it through to where it's done. Like, we've moved past that.
Right.
And we can be better for it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that even like the apologies with us, like, I don't want a rushed apology. So if you got to take some time and come back to that thing and apologize, I would much rather you
come
do
back
that.
To that thing. Okay.
I would much rather you do that versus just
forcing
quickly
an apology
apologizing just to say you did it. You know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying? Like, just think about it. Yeah. Make sure you're really sorry. And then come back and tell me.
Yeah. You know, because
I do that because it takes me a moment to get to it. So.
And what I've learned to do is really process what I'm apologizing for,
mm-hmm.
why I'm apologizing, and how I can offer ideas of how I will try to avoid this in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You do really
here's
well
what I'm doing.
That.
You know, here's what I'm going to do to fix this. I know it's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge that, but this is what I'm going to try to do to make it better so this doesn't become an issue again.
Yeah.
I think that that's important because that builds the trust.
It does.
Of like, absolutely. Look, I screwed up. I can own it, but it wasn't intentional and it wasn't something that I would ever try to do to hurt you or cause more stress on you. Here's how I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's very important. Okay. You want to do another question?
Yeah.
Let's do another one.
These are good.
One more each. And then we're going to move on to the topic because we got a topic today.
Oh, shoot.
Who are we?
What's one thing you would like to see happen in your life this year?
Ooh, that's great. What's one thing I'd like to see happen in my life this year
mm-hmm.
is to find a hobby. I am on a quest to find a hobby because I realize that I don't have one. I am a self-proclaimed
hobbyist wonder.
I'm a self-proclaimed workaholic.
She is.
And maybe not even self-proclaimed. I am just a workaholic.
Everybody else has claimed it too. Yeah.
Everyone else has proclaimed it as well. And that's really what my focus is on. It is always on work, or how can I do this, or what content do I need to create, or blah, blah, blah. And I
know how to switch off.
Don't have an off switch.
You don't.
I don't know how to do that. And even when I do, I find myself going back to work because it's like I don't have anything else to fill that free time mm-hmm. when I do give it to myself. So I am on the quest to find a hobby. The first yeah. thing I'm doing is I signed up for a skate class.
That's exciting.
I am so excited. I used to skate when I was young. Like my mom, we would go to the skating rink like every week. It was a yeah. thing. And you know, you get older, you don't do it. It gets rusty. Well, I think having Chad Jr. Getting older, like he got interested in skating. So we would like skate around the house.
And he's good too.
He's really good. We would skate outside. And I think maybe that was like a couple years ago. And then we just stopped skating again. So yeah. I recently took the kids to the skating rink, and
yeah, I was flying around there.
He was, honey, he was getting it. He loves it,
and he's really good at it.
So I mean, I found these.
So are you though?
Thank you. I found a lady here that teaches skating lessons. I met her last year, and she was like, "You got to sign up for the classes." I'm like, "Okay, I will." And I was like, "So then it came back around for the spring classes this year, and I'm like, you know what? It's only 6 weeks. Why not?"
Yeah,
why
so not? And then her friend KB signed up too. So it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, so I have somebody going through it with me.
That's cool.
So I'm excited about that.
That'll make it even more fun.
Yeah, that's my goal this year, is to just find the different things that I like. I mean, obviously, the one hobby that I know I have is traveling. Like, that is one thing. But mm-hmm. when I'm not traveling, I need something I can do here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, it's 100%. So I'm so happy that she's finally putting focus on that mm-hmm. because, like, for me, I am a. We both are
hobbyists.
We're both learners. We both love to learn yeah. new things.
But babe, stay with a hobby.
But I'm a hobbyist. Like, in yes. you know, and it's like for me, I live this life. You know, I always refer back to not being able to do stuff as a kid, not being able to experience mm-hmm. a bunch of stuff unless my brother Mark took me on it, on the experience. So now it's like I only live once on this earth. Yeah. It's like I want to try everything.
Yeah,
try you know what I'm saying? All. Like, and like so for me, when I find something that sticks that I love, it's like. Again, you have to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So, you know what I'm saying? You have to invest in yourself not only for money making, but for health and well being.
Yes.
Mental health
and
well being.
That's the key right there. And it doesn't have to be a money maker.
Yeah. Is that it doesn't have to be a money maker. And that's mm-hmm. something Gabrielle is. I love her work. I yeah. love what she stands for and how she works. But she needs an outlet mm-hmm. that has nothing mm-hmm. to do with money.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that she's finding that. Because once you find it, you might switch it. You know, yeah. like I've switched a million times, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
But I feel like I'm narrowing down on some things that I really love to do now, and I'm excited about that. And
right,
I think
and
that
you
you're
wouldn't
going
be
to,
able to, I think, if you didn't give certain like certain things a chance. Like, you have to pursue something to know if it's for you.
If it's the one or not.
Or not. Yeah, yeah. And if it's not, put it away and
think
find
about,
something
think
else.
About it like dating. Mm-hmm. You're dating different hobbies.
Yeah.
And then eventually you'll find the one that you want to get married to.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. I picked the car, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right. Yeah, I yeah. was like, what?
What?
All right. I feel like we have answered this question
okay.
so many times.
Probably have. We've done enough so many
times. We've done enough. What was your first impression of me?
Oh, I
I'm
mean,
sure we've talked about this too.
Perfection. I mean, I just thought
we were just talking about this the other day yeah. on our staycation.
I just
the massage.
Oh yeah, we were. I really felt like I was like, wow, like I was compelled to message you on Facebook, knowing I didn't know you because you're just your smile mm-hmm. was everything. Like mm-hmm. you're just. Just something about you just was like, I have to message her. And,
yeah.
And I think it was nothing but God. Like, mm-hmm. he's like, you know, like, this is, I mean, this is the one.
Yeah.
Because there were, I mean, and when I finally met her, you know, in person, we had already talked a bunch. But just everything about her, her voice was so cute. Her giggle, her laugh. Her,
I hate my laugh, by the way.
I love your laugh. Like, her, the confidence in who she is mm-hmm. Just all this stuff. I mean, I just, my first impression, I knew she was gonna be my wife
yeah.
like very early on. Early on. I mean, within weeks.
It was crazy.
I knew it. And yeah, I mean, just, yeah. So it couldn't be any more perfect. And it's been just as perfect ever since.
It's been awesome. Forever grateful for whatever God put in me to respond to you.
Yes, okay? Absolutely.
I always think about that. Like, what if I never would have said anything back? Like, just took the compliment and went on by my business. It's crazy.
I mean, it's not, but that's why I really feel like God opened that door. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
We were meant to meet and.
Be in each other's lives
in some way, and thankfully that God had us to be husband and wife.
I know, it's awesome. I love you.
I love you more.
Mwah. Okay, so we're gonna get into the topic,
okay?
Because we actually have a topic, and this came about because we did have the impromptu staycation, and staycations have always kind of been like, for one, we are travelers. Like, that is our thing. That's what we love to do. It's always our time to, like, reconnect. And, you know, it's a lot of time we travel with our family, but a lot of time we make time to travel just the two of us as well. And it's always been important for us. But I do realize that everybody cannot do that. And we can't always travel either. So we have to find different ways to reconnect when we are here. So I kind of wanted to talk about why it's important to, you know, just disconnect, to reconnect with your spouse, 100%. Your significant other, and different ways that you can do that, because I'm a firm believer that your relationship comes first. I know that everybody does not agree. Some people believe that when they have kids, the kids supersede the relationship. And my thing is, these kids are going to leave. They are going to be out of your house at some point.
Yeah.
And what happens then when you've missed all of this opportunity
to grow closer
to your spouse? Then you're looking at this stranger. And this is not to say that the kids are not important, but I think that they can both be important. Like, one doesn't have to be sacrificed for the other, 100%. If that makes sense. Yeah. So, you know, we were kind of like just Googling and thinking of some things that are really important when it comes to reconnecting with your spouse. So we have about 7 of them. And the first thing is to create quality time. So in order to, you know, reconnect with your spouse, like, it's important to create the quality time with each other, which means setting aside time where you can focus on each other without distraction from work or other obligations. And the best way that we feel like you can do that is through having like a standard, like a scheduled date night.
Yeah.
Date nights have always been important. And, 100%. You know, like, if you don't have one time a week where you are just focused on your significant other, like, what are you doing? Like,
you're missing out on such an opportunity to really just dive deep in your relationship, you know, in multiple ways. So we're talking
absolutely.
About sexually.
Multiple ways.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about, you know, obviously conversationally, emotionally, but you have the opportunity just to really say, you know what, tonight we are going to go all in on us.
Yeah.
Have a good time. We're not going to talk about work. We're not talking about stresses in life. We're just going to be together, have fun together. So that's why we bring cards on date nights.
We do.
And we literally do. And we had our server on Valentine's Day said, is that the
adventure challenge?
Is that the adventure challenge? I want to do that with my girlfriend so bad. Yep. It confirmed. So. But it's fun. We enjoy it. It challenges you to think of questions that are not so surface.
Yeah.
Because when you're tired from the week, or you're tired of talking from your job, maybe, or you don't feel like talking, surface level questions are what's going to happen.
Right. Okay. How are you? How's your day? How's work? Blah, blah, blah. Like, you never really go deeper.
Yeah.
And we understand, like, everyone is not in the position to have a regular date night.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have someone to watch your kids, or maybe it's just not in the budget, but you can even do that at home.
And get the kids, like, to bed early.
I was just going to say, when we were really good at this when we had Chad Jr., like, his bedtime was 7 o'clock, period.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, he was in the bed, and that gave us a good 2 to 3 hours before our bedtime.
Yeah.
To just connect. Yeah, so, like, maybe it's just watching TV. Maybe it's, you know, talking. Maybe it's like playing a fun game or something, but just having like that time, because it kind of gives you something to look forward to throughout the whole day, because you know, ooh, we're going to have this. And even if it's not every night, maybe one night the kids go to bed early and we like, you know what, this is our time to do whatever. Yeah. So create quality time. However 100%. You can do that. Is super important.
That's great.
So the second way you can do it is open up communication. And, you know, we preach on communication and how important it is. And it is so key when it comes to reconnecting with your spouse, because you have to listen actively to your partner to hear where they're coming from. And then hopefully the hope is that they're listening to you actively while you're expressing, you know, your feelings and your thoughts honestly, because...
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I wasn't listening. I'm
sure. I was about to say, are you kidding me? Because honestly, like, if certain things are hard to maybe admit or talk about, but when you have fostered like the relationship where you have open and honest communication with each other, and it becomes expected, you know? So then it lessens that fear or that doubt, or, oh, I really want to say this, but how's he going to react, or vice versa, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I can't read your mind and you can't read mine.
And also even bigger, even an add-on to that is like, it also then allows Gabrielle, so it allows Gabrielle to be like, when she brings up something that, you know, and she doesn't do the words of affirmation, so this is an example, she can already know, but she can already know that, she can already know that I should have handle that differently, or like we talked about yesterday at breakfast. She was like, you know, like, it's like when you know the person that you're with and you communicate so much. I know if I say one thing in a certain way, the wrong tone with Gabrielle, it'll start it off completely wrong. Like, I know her so well. She knows me so well, and so it's like you're always, you know them so well, you're always trying to make sure you're improving that communication. So you're like, okay, let me think about this before I say it. Instead of just being like what people do now is when they want to say something, they just say it.
And
if you really sit back and look at all of your disagreements or arguments in your relationship, it probably could have been handled differently if maybe you just took a moment and thought about what you were going to say and how you're going to say it versus attacking first and, you know, and then
you're both on defense.
So you're both on defense. Like, exactly. So, no, it's, and I brought that example just because we're really good at recognizing, we can, if I do something to you that makes you upset, I'm like, dang it. I should have. Like, we're so in tune that we know, even if we mess up, like, dang it.
Right. And it's not, and I do want to make sure that we put that out there, because it's not that we don't mess up. Like, we're not perfect, we've gotten so much better to where when it does happen, we recognize it a lot quicker than before. It's like, you know what? I could have came at that completely differently. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've faulted that. She has faulted that, but we're people, right? Yep. We have emotions and so it's, but when your communication is tight, you don't even have to be prompted that you were wrong. You just automatically know it.
You know it because you feel it. Yeah. So communication is super important. Number three, show appreciation and affection. Expressing appreciation and affection towards your spouse, it can help you create a positive atmosphere and strengthen the bond, which I think is kind of self-explanatory. But, you know, I think it is worth saying, and you have to find the balance, because one spouse may be very affectionate while the other is not. Case in point, us. Like, babe has no issue showing his affection, appreciation, whatever. It's just like over the top all the time. And I am a bit more reserved when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to work continuously to find that balance. You know what I'm saying? So, it is something that you may not know initially, like, how to handle it, but, you know, once you're together more, you learn more about each other, then you kind of figure out what works. And sometimes you sacrifice maybe how you feel if one spouse needs a bit more affection or a bit more attention, you know what I'm saying? And you may not always feel like giving it, but then again, like, you have to be selfless and realize that it's not always what you want. You know what I'm saying? It's that, like, give and take.
It's a give and take. Yeah. And I love that word. You said that, that true love is selfless. Mm-hmm. Like, a relationship, you should be loving selflessly.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not all about you all the time, because if you think it is, then your relationship is going to have struggles.
It's already on the struggle bus if you feel like it's all about you. Yeah. Okay, number four is plan fun activities together. So, planning these fun activities, they create positive memories and help reignite the spark in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, this is something I feel like that we talk about, because we had kind of gotten in a date night rut where all we do is like go to eat. I mean, and don't get me wrong, we are foodies. We love trying new restaurants.
Well, we wanted to do something different.
It's like, what else can we do besides that? So just thinking of like trying something new together. What's something that you've never done? You know, or something maybe that your spouse has done that you've never done that they can kind of introduce you to. Yeah. So, we be working on that. Like, I think the most adventurous thing we did last year was that cooking class we took.
Yeah.
We took a cooking class together and it was so much fun.
It was. Like, and we got another idea too. That was a great time. Mm-hmm. We're going to go and like go to the YMCA or something and go swimming together, mm-hmm. you know, get in the hot tub, like spin. Yeah. You know, instead of going to the gym to work out together, go to actually just like swim in the pool together, get in the hot tub. So just different ways that you can like be kids together. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like just be together and have fun. It's just, that's what's important, man.
Yeah, it's really what's important. I had told Babe, I feel like at the end of last year or something, I wanted to do the alphabet challenge with him. Do you remember me telling you that?
Yes,
and we haven't done it yet. So maybe we'll do that, like where you every date night, you take a letter of the alphabet and you just go from A to Z and you can either decide like whether, you know, and I feel like I kind of made this up. Somebody else could probably be doing this, but I feel like it would be a lot of fun. Like something you do has to start, either something you do has to start or with everything. That letter or everything. Like you can kind of make your own rules. Maybe the restaurant starts with that or maybe the activity starts with that, you know? So I thought about that and I was like, ooh, this can get us through, you know, you have two date nights. You can almost get through the whole year. You start the alphabet at the top of the year. So we ain't started that yet, but I think we will. I think we should do that.
I think it'd be fun.
Like the alphabet date.
I gotta start thinking
challenge. Yeah. Just start from A to Z and just, I think that will like stretch you and push you outside of the box because you're not going to go to the same restaurants. You're not going to do the same activities.
Yeah,
you're
I think that would be cool. Trying to think of different letters. Trying to do different things for A already. It's like, that's a tough.
I know.
You have to think about it. No. But it makes you think.
Axe throwing, but we've already done that. But,
but still, you know we haven't done it in a long time.
We haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, that gives you something. It's going to change your dates up because you can't.
It has to. Yeah.
You know, like, and don't be boring, like where you pick a movie that starts with a letter every single time.
Why is that boring, Mr. Movie Buff? That sounds like something you would want to do.
But what I mean is...
It's not the same activity.
Not the same activity.
When you go to a different restaurant, you still eating. Well, look, we got to eat.
You got to eat. You don't have to see a movie every
time.
Listen,
I don't think that we've had a date night where we did not eat. At some point, we had dinner or dessert or something.
True.
We're like, what is a date night if we don't eat somewhere?
I know, right? It's crazy.
That is crazy. Okay, so I have three more left. Do we want to get to our second sponsor
Yes, second and last sponsor of this here podcast. All right, so in case you didn't know, Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Too much. That's why I want to get outside more. That's why I want to get outside more.
Way too much time.
So according to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. Mm. And in some cases, it could be 100 times more polluted. So according to the 2020 census report, nearly half the population, almost 165 million people, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. We take about 20,000 breaths per day. So that's almost 3,000 gallons of possibly polluted air that we're taking each day. That's crazy. Airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. So, Air Doctor has a potential solution that they want to offer to all of you. So, basically, Air Doctor's air purifier captured the attention of a ton of media outlets, and it's been on a ton of them, like CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor uses Ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. Allergens can, you know, they allergens can vary in size, but the average pollen size is about 25 microns. Air Doctor virtually removes 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns in size. So, so it really is filtering the air for you. So their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630-plus square foot room 4 times per hour. So that's pretty awesome. And they have a whisper jet feature in the fans that are 30% quieter than fans found in ordinary air purifiers. So that's pretty awesome. So we want you to check out Air Doctor. It comes with no questions asked, 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus the shipping costs. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code LMO. And depending on the model, you receive up to 40% off. That's a fantastic offer. You are saving up to 40% off. Lock this special offer in by going to airdoctor, airdoctorpro.com and use promo code LMO. So yeah, check them out. Let us know what you think. And if you've already been using them, then let us know your feedback down there in the comments.
Absolutely. All right. So the next one is kind of like a serious one, because if the disconnect is, you know, severe or if it's longstanding, then the next idea would be to seek professional help. Because seeking like the help of a therapist or a counselor can be, you know, very beneficial.
Not from Uncle Charlie or nothing. Like, go to somebody.
Not Uncle Charlie. Listen. Hey, like an actual professor and
professional,
professional. And I'm not necessarily from your pastor either. I want to put that out there, because there are licensed professionals that this is what they train to do. I get it. A lot of times we go to like the pastor for their, you know, what do they think or what do they, but also like, do they really have the capability to help you navigate the issues that you're dealing with? Like, yes, go to God. There is always a spiritual aspect to 100%. It, but sometimes you have to dig a little deeper.
100%.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't take away from seeking God, but sometimes you just need a professional. And I think that that's key for opening up and kind of facilitating an environment where you can be honest and say whatever it is you need to say, because you kind of have like a mediator there, someone to kind of guide you in how to have the conversation. Yeah. And this is just I've been in therapy for, I guess, at least 6 or 7 years now. So I know how therapy works, but we've never done therapy together.
No.
And it's often something that I think about, like, I feel like we should,
you know,
for a couples therapist, not because anything is wrong, but it's like, if we feel like things are good now, how much better could they be if we really devoted time to coming together and working on our relationship together? It's good to obviously do the work individually, but you know,
just like you have a relationship with God individually, you also have a relationship with God together as a couple.
Yeah.
And no, I love the aspect what you said about the pastor. Don't get me wrong, you know, pastors are great. Mm-hmm. We love our pastor. But be honest with yourself. Are you going to go into the pastor's office, especially if you don't really know him that well, and go in there and say, "Hey, this is what's going on in my marriage"?
Yeah, like how honest are you going to be? Because that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because you know that's you know, you have to think about that, and that's why going to a therapist, somebody that is literally, this is just their job to help people work through stuff, and not you know, quoting a scripture here and there or saying that, well, you know, the Bible says this. That's all great, and that's where your relationship with God comes in. But sometimes you need somebody that has just professional techniques to help you improve your relationship.
It's interesting to me.
God is in it, though. If you have a relationship with God, he's always going to be in it. So you think about it with us, with IVF for Reagan. We said, God, we are going to go through with IVF, but we know that you have to make it work. Mm-hmm. We ask you to make it work. So it's the same thing with a relationship. Like, Lord, we're going to go to counseling, to a therapist. But can you be in the middle of this conversation? Mm-hmm. Can you help us grow from this? And can you please strengthen our bond because of this? See what I'm saying? Yeah. You're not taking God out of it.
Yeah. No, I don't. You're not taking God out of it anyway. But another way to look at it is I just feel like there's so much taboo when it comes to therapy and counselors. And if my relationship was straight, then we wouldn't need that and blah, blah, blah. But it's like you take your car to get a tune-up.
Yeah.
Every now and then the oil needs to be changed. You go to your doctor annually to get checked up. Like, why do we? It's like, when it comes to mental health, it's always demonized. And it's like, but you ain't running to your pastor if you was diagnosed with sickness. Who you running to? The professional. Like, if your car breaks down, are you going to your pastor to ask them about that? No, you're taking it to the car shop.
Exactly.
Because it's a
professional. So what about your mental health?
Like, so what about your mental health? What about your relationship? What about
your spiritual health? I get that, pastor, professionals, right?
For a reason.
Yeah.
Because they may have different tactics and different knowledge to be able to just assist you even more. So we say all that to say that if it is detrimental, and if you're in a space where you feel like you can't communicate with your spouse, or when you do communicate, it blows up and it turns into an argument, it's okay to seek professional help.
Yeah.
It's okay. And if nothing is wrong, it's still okay to seek that, to get a deeper connection.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like that's the boat that we are in.
Let's remove the stigma on therapy.
Absolutely.
And let's say that the healthiest people out there, are probably have seen therapists or are seeing therapists.
Yeah.
Because it's a great thing.
It just gives you, I feel like, just speaking from my years of experience, it just gives you a different set of tools.
100%.
That you wouldn't necessarily know to pull from or know to use to your advantage if you've never had anyone explain them to you, introduce them to you. You know, like, it just opens up.
I agree.
Yeah. So yeah,
I love that.
Number six is to work on individual growth. Let because.
Because you've been reading all of them.
Oh, yeah, go for it. You take the last two.
Okay. Work on individual growth. Sometimes individual growth can be a key factor in reconnecting with your spouse. This could involve pursuing personal interest or hobbies, practicing self-care, or working on personal growth and development.
Yeah.
I mean, that's key, you know, like for Gabrielle, like what she was saying, she's trying to find a hobby, you know, so she's starting somewhere, and it's important because we've always had a great relationship to where she can go hang out with her friends. Yeah. I can hang out with my friends. We know that's important. That's an important thing to have relationships outside of your marriage. Like, you can't, like, you need that. You need you need to have friends that you can just go and, you know, you need to have that. I need to have that. Everybody needs to have that. Now, you need to have good friends. You need to have good quality friends.
Say that.
Not people that are, you know.
That are going to sway you the wrong way.
Sway you the wrong way. or convince you that, you know, life is better on the other side because they're not happy. Whatever. But we all know people like that.
Right.
So you have to be careful about your friends. But hobbies, like for me, like, you know, trading is something that I enjoy, right? So for me, that's a hobby that I do and that I can tell Gabrielle about, like, hey, I'm this, you know, and she, you know, and then also golf, you know, like she doesn't really want to go golf, but I'll go golf. It's a hobby for me.
Yeah.
She's going to drive the cart for me a few times. We're going to spend that time together, you know, but it's important.
It is. It is important. And I think that it keeps it interesting, too, because that gives you even more to talk about.
Yeah.
When you guys are both pursuing your, you know, your own goals or your own hobbies or your own interests.
I can't wait to hear about her skating.
You can bring them back to each other. Yeah. And that just opens up even more things for you guys to communicate about. You know what I'm saying? It's just like spiritual growth. Like you said, it's important for us to, in our relationship, God has to be the head of it. But in our personal, individual lives, we both have to have an individual walk with Christ as well.
Absolutely.
So that's just as important.
Just important. Like, I'm excited about when she does her skating and she learns new things or she gets better. I'm like, hey, I bought you something from Vicky Sicky. Can you put this on
and then
show me what you learned?
I can't do.
It sounds like a good idea, though, right?
I don't think so.
Spicing it up. But yeah, so that's, so hopefully that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
But you should have hobbies. You should have friends.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're the right kind. And number seven, make a commitment to change.
Mm.
Reconnecting with your spouse requires a commitment to change.
Yep.
Both partners need to be willing to put in the effort to make the relationship work.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, nobody wants to be in a one-sided relationship.
Yeah.
In any aspect of it.
And nobody's perfect in a relationship. So don't even assume that you're the perfect one and that person is the, you know, there are exceptions to that. And there are things that you should get away from if it's dangerous.
Right.
But when it comes to just a relationship, as long as there's no dangerous things happening, as long as everything is, you know, cordial in that aspect.
Yeah.
You both have things you can improve on.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like we should always be improving. Like, nobody ever makes it to the top where I'm good. There's nothing else that I can ever change.
Waiting for you to catch up. I'm perfect now.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that when we look at it like that, we're automatically looking down on our spouse. If we feel like we're the one that has it together, it's like, no, I'm not perfect and neither is he. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let's attack this together. Let's equally kind of come up with some things that we can do to switch things up. Let's equally come up with date night ideas. Let's equally, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure that we make time to connect, even if it's just at the end of the night after we put the kids to bed. So, like, it has to be a joint 100%. Effort, because if it's not, then it's kind of, you know, it becomes like a burden on the one spouse that's doing all the work. And then that can lead to resentment, which leads to a whole nother, can of worms. It's a whole nother issue. Yeah.
I think this just came to me. I don't know if it makes sense, but it makes sense to me. So, if you're in a relationship, one person shouldn't be going into a valley by themselves.
Into a valley by themselves.
Okay. And the other person shouldn't be going to the climbing to the peak by themselves.
Yeah.
If one person's in a valley, then you both should be working to get out of that valley. It's a team effort.
Yeah, I like that.
If you're climbing the peak, you both should be wanting to hit that peak at the same time. Yeah. It's teamwork.
Your battle buddy.
Like, this is my battle buddy. Exactly. Yes. This is my battle buddy. I'm gonna do everything with her. Like, everything with her. Mm-hmm. Every achievement that I get, my being successful every day in the market in trading, it's a reflection of the support that I have. Mm-hmm. You know, for allowing me to be able to do this and learn this, and her encouragement. Me golfing, you know, like her skating. Like, I'm excited that she's gonna go do it. What's going on here? But yeah, it's you are a reflection, of like, I don't know how to say it, but like, basically, like, you know, your relationship is a reflection of the effort that you put in towards each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, and so we want y'all to thrive. We want to thrive.
We want you to win.
You know, we want you to win.
And if you're someone who's not in a relationship yet, just hold on to these gems. So when you get in that relationship, you got something to pull from, you know what I'm saying?
But heck, you can use all of these sayings for yourself too.
You can, absolutely. You absolutely can. And I feel like even this is for a spouse, significant other, but when you think about the key relationships in your life, like, you still have to put the time and effort
100%.
Into them. Like, whether it's a sibling relationship, a parental relationship, your best friend, like, there's still effort that has to be done, time that has to be spent together. Like, you have to water it for it to grow.
Absolutely.
So some of these could, you know, they could go for other relationships, I feel like.
Quality
you know?
Time, communication, show appreciation, absolutely. Fun activities
apply
together.
It to the relationship of your choice.
I mean, 100%, they all, like, and if it is yourself, plan a fun activity with yourself. Like, you know, absolutely. Like, communicate with yourself. How are you feeling? Journal, whatever. We hope this helps you, because we think it's great information.
It was perfect, just because we, like, literally just did this. Sometimes you do have to just shut everybody else out and just be like, nope, this is our time. However we choose to spend it, we're gonna come out of this stronger, closer, you know, all of that. So
100%.
Yeah, we hope that you enjoyed that.
And we'll put all of these, I think we'll put them down in the show notes and also in the description box.
Just like the bullet points.
The bullet points.
So you guys can
take them and, you know, and keep them, you know, because we, you know, hopefully they help you to kind of remember, you know, what you should be, you know, what your goal is to be successful in your relationships.
Yeah. So hopefully you enjoyed that. We don't have an Ask Gabe and Babe this
not today.
Week, but we will have one on the next
episode.
But we had
a topic.
So if you have any questions, situationships, dilemmas, anything that you want our unprofessional opinion on, feel free to send it to us. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. with the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line, so we know that you want us to cover it on the podcast.
That's right. We got our social.
Yes.
Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on YouTube. Instagram
and Facebook.
And Facebook. Yes.
So find us there. If you enjoyed this podcast or if you've enjoyed listening to us at all, we would love it if you take the time to rate and review us on Apple or, you know, whatever platform that you're listening Absolutely. To this on, because it just helps more people to find out about us and, you know, join the Let's Make Out podcast family.
Absolutely.
So we love y'all and yep. we will.